Okay, so we're going to pick up right where we left off, because last week we were talking about Mincha, so what are we up to?
Ma'ariv.
Right, and Yaakov Avinu was tikkun tefillas arvis. Yaakov Avinu tikkun tefillas arvis.
It was very
fun. And that actually comes from Parshas Vayetze.
Here he comes.
Comes from Parshas Vayetze, Vayifka, Bamokam, and Pegil, Lashin Tefillah. So this is where we learn how tefillas arvis from. So the tefillas arvis really has, in some ways, a more exciting discussion in halacha than some of the other tefillas because of the additional wrinkle of tefillas arvis rishus. The Gemara Brachas Avchav Zayin, it actually says that there's a machlekes of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Not just any machlekes of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. This was the machlekes of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Everybody knows the story, but people don't realize what was the actual halacha shaila that triggered the whole story. But the story in which Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, they had a disagreement, and then Rabbi Gamliel seems to have been very harsh on Rabbi Yeshua, and all the other Chachamim decided that they were going to stand up to Rabbi Gamliel, and they deposed him from his position as Nasi. And then they said, well, so who should we choose instead? It can't be Rabbi Shua, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. They chose Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he was very young, and then his beard turned white. And then the Gemara tells about how he changed the policies about who would be allowed into the Beis HaMedrash. And then eventually it says that Rabbi Gamliel felt bad, and he had the ban against him lifted. And then they would be alternating Shabbos. That story, a very, very famous, well-known story. But the whole thing started, the Gemara says on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that a Talmud Echad came to Rabbi Yeshua and asked him, Tefillas Arvis Chayva Yerushus. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Tefillas Arvis is a Rishus. Then the same Talmud went to Rabbi Gamliel and said, Tefillas Arvis Chayva Yerushus. And Rabbi Gamliel said, it's a Chayva. And then that Talmud, who appears to have been, from this part of the Gemara, to have been a bit of a troublemaker, he said, but that's not what Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yeshua told me that it's a Rishus. So then, when it was Rabbi Gamliel was presiding over the whole Beis Medrash, and he was giving shir, so in the middle of the shir, he told Rabbi Yeshua to stand up, and he was really very hard on him then, and then the whole story unfolded. Oh, it's very fascinating, just not for now, but just as an interesting aside. The Gemara, it's a whole Amud of Gemara. The Gemara tells a story about how they kicked Rabbi Gamliel out, and how they chose the successor, and what the successor did, and then how eventually Rabbi Gamliel came back. And after the story was all over, the Gemara adds like five words, and it says, "Va'isi Talmud Reb Shimrei Chayi Hava." As a postscript to the story, it says that the Talmud Echad at the beginning of the story was not just a random anonymous Talmud; it was none other than Reb Shimrei Chayi. He's the one that asked the Shiloh to Rabbi Yeshua, and then to Rabbi Gamliel, and then he told Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And he's not identified at the beginning of the story, but he's identified at the end of the story. It's an interesting ha'ara. But that's just a backdrop that the halacha that they were talking about was the halacha of tefillas arvis. Is it a chayva? Is it a rishus? Rabbi Gamliel says chayva. Rabbi Yeshua says rishus. How do we pasken? Abaye says that we pasken like Rabbi Gamliel, that it's a chayva. Rabbi says we pasken like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's a rishus. And that's and the Gemara says that's the bottom line of the halacha. That we pasken like Rabbi Yeshua, that tefillas arvis rishus. That seems surprising. And that's the bottom line of the halacha. It's not the way Klal Yisrael seems to be noyeg.
That's why we don't repeat Yalav Yovel. If you forget Yalav Yovel, you don't repeat.
Actually, no, that's true that we don't, but that's not why.
Yeah.
That's not why. So I'm going to come to that. But first, Klal Yisrael Maisa is not noyeg like this. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that even though Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, but for Nogu Kol Yisrael B'chol Mekayim Meishveisehem, to be makabalit as a chayva. It's made into a chayva. So even though it was rishus once upon a time in the times of Chazal, but we don't treat it like that anymore, because if somebody wanted to skip tefillas arvis nowadays, so he may not be violating a halacha as decreed by Chazal, but he'd be violating the weight of many centuries of Jewish tradition. And because Klal Yisrael, the Rambam already says, back in the olden days, and the Rambam was already 800 years ago, and he says, For many years already, Klal Yisrael was already makabel as a chayva. So it's considered a chayva nowadays. It's treated that way with the severity of a chayva because of the later acceptance of Klal Yisrael. But the original instituting of it was done with Teres Rishus.
What was the Hava Mina to ask Dafka about Tfilas Arvis, whether it's chayva or Rishus? Why only Marav?
Why did this Talmud even think about it?
Yeah, why did they even think about it?
Well, why not, I mean, I guess
why not Mincha?
You say why? Okay, what? Well, why is it that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus according to Rabbi Yeshua? Mm-hmm. So the Taisa says because. Mentioned last week that Tefillah Shachar is Keneged the Talmud Shal Shachar. Tefillah Mincha is Keneged the Talmud Shal Ben Harbayim. Tefillah Arvis, what's that Keneged? There are no carbonates that are brought at night. Tefillah Arvis is Keneged the Hektach Halav Ve'Evarim. The Hektach Halav Ve'Evarim, meaning the fat right. of the animals that were shachted by day would be put onto Mizbech. That can be done all night. Mm-hmm. So Tefillah Arvis is Keneged that. But that is not Ma'akiv in carbon. The Hektach Halav Ve'Evarim is not Ma'akiv in a carbon. The carbon is kosher once you did the Zvika. And then the Hektach Halav Ve'Evarim is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. So the tefillah that's instituted, keneged, the Hektach Halav Ve'Evarim is also, it's a mitzvah, but not ma'akev. That's where Rabbi Yeshua holds tefillah service for Rishos.
So it says Yaakov Avinu was misak in tefillah service. It means he instituted, and Tzad is Rishos, he instituted that there is a Rishos of doing it at night. Like, what did he institute? He did it that it could be a Rishos? Like,
well, that's a good question, but let's see. Leaving Yaakov Inu out, let's say Chazal, who for sure okay. they instituted it. So if we say Tefillah Tzarvis Rishus, right, what it means is, I guess, that it's a suggestion, it's a recommendation, but it's not mandatory. Right, it's not the same as saying, you know, Chazal just made two tefillahs, and then if you want to dive in a third tefillah, that's your business, like you're making it up. It's not the same as that. Chazal made a third tefillah, but they said, but you don't have to do it.
So when Avram was Mizaken, when he instituted Shachris, he did it because he knew there's going to be a carbon shal shachar. There's going to be a carbon mincha.
That's a good question. Not necessarily. The Gemara, it's interesting. We refer just now to two different Gemaras. The Gemara says tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum. The Gemara says tefillos keneged ha'avos tiknum or tefillos avos tiknum. Now those two Gemaras seem to be arguing with each other. The Gemara. More than this, no, they're brought down together. I don't remember the names. I think Rav Chibar Oven said one, Rav Yisbar Chanina said the other. I think one says Tefillah Keneged Tamidim Tiknum. One says Tefillah Sa'avis Tiknum. And then the Gemara brings the Tanya Kavaseid, the one that says this, Tanya Kavaseid, the one that says that. The whole Shach of the time of the Gemara sounds very much like it's a machlaikis. Like it's two alternatives. Either the Tefillahs have to do with the Avais, or the Tefillahs have to do with the Tamidim. So then, to your question, what did Avram Avinu foresee the Tamid? You don't have to go there. The one that says Tefillah Sa'avis Tiknum, he would say it has nothing to do with the Tamid. The one that says Tefillah Keneged Tamidim Tiknum, he would say it has nothing to do with the Avites. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That being said, the Rambam sounds like he didn't learn the Gemara that way, because the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah talks about the Tefillah Keneged Tamidim Tiknum. He says how Tefillah Shachar is Keneged the Tamash Shachar, Tefillah Mincha is Keneged the Tamash Shabbat Arvayim, Tefillah Arvis is Keneged the Hektach Lamei Varim. And then the Rambam that we mentioned last week is in Hilchas Malachim, where the Rambam says that there were six misses in the Torah from the times of Adam Rishon, and then the seventh in the times of Nech. And then Avram Avinu came and he added Tefillah Shachris and Mila. And Mincha added Tefillah Mincha and Meiser. And Yaakov Avinu added Tefillah Arvis and Giranasha. So that there the Rambam is bringing down the connection to the Avos. Hechas Tefillah, he brought down the connection to the Karban Tamid. So the Rambam seems to have learned that Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Lekim Chayim. So, okay, that's also a discussion for another day. It's just interesting. I'm just saying that in response to your Ha'ara. But to come back to our topic. So Tefillah's Arvis, Machalik's Ben Gulim Rabbi Shua, but we pass on that as Rishus. The Rambam says we pass on the Rishus doesn't mean that it's a Rishus for me and you. It means that originally it was a Rishus, but now already Klal Yisrael was Mekabel it as a Chayva. But, so you mentioned the Gemara that talks about somebody forgets Yal V'Yavai by Mariv. So there's a very interesting Gemara. It's on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says that if someone forgets Yal V'Yavai on Rish Chodesh by Shachris, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. By Minchi, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. By Mariv, if a person forgets the Alviyavai on Rish Chodesh, by Mariv, he doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the way it's stuck in some people's memory is, oh yeah, because that's because Tefillah Arvis Rishus. But actually, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Right, because the fish ain't mekachin as a chodesh balayla. Rosh Chodesh is not so strongly imprinted onto the nighttime, even though every day on the calendar goes me'erev ad erev. So if Rosh Chodesh, let's say, Rosh Chodesh is a Tuesday, so that means Monday night, Ma'ariv, and then Shachris Mincha is all Rosh Chodesh. But the Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh is really a little bit less of a Rosh Chodesh than the Shachris Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Because B'zman Shai Mekadishin Al Pi Ha'Ri'iyah, they would only be Mekadishin in the daytime, because Mishpat K'siv Bei. So it had to be done in the daytime.
Even though they saw it at night.
True. The Eidim would come and tell them what they saw at night, but the Kiddush HaChodesh happened by day. So the Arvis of Rosh Chodesh, the Yal V'Yavoy, the Arvis of Rosh Chodesh is not as chomer as the other Yal V'Yavoy, and therefore the person forgets, you don't have to repeat.
Why do we repeat Marv if you think, and by Shachris if you forget the Dal Marv?
Oh, excellent question. I'll be there in 1 second. So, anyway, one second. Let me finish this. So on this Gemara that we just said, that if you forget Yal V'Yavi by Mariv, you don't have to repeat Shemayin Esrei because of Shemayin Kasha and Zechidish Balayla. So Tosis asks the Kasha, why did the Gemara have to give that reason, Shemayin Kasha and Zechidish Balayla? Why don't we say, because Tfilas Arvis Rishus? If the whole way, which is the way you remembered the Gemara, so that's not what the Gemara actually says, but that's Tosis's Kasha. Well, why didn't we just say, if Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, so I didn't have to say it in the first place. So if I said it wrong, I don't have to repeat it, because I don't have to say it the second time anymore than I had to say it the first time. So why do we have to come on to the reason of Shemayin Kasha and Zechidish Balayla? Just say that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. That's the guy with the Gemara and Daf Lamed. Now you were just bringing in the Gemara and Daf Chavav, where it's the same kasha. The Gemara and Daf Chavav teaches us the halacha of Tfilas Tashlumen. Tov lo yispal arvis mispal shachris shtayim. Tov lo yispal shachris mispal mincha shtayim. Tov lo yispal mincha mispal arvis shtayim. On the tov lo yispal arvis, somebody forgot Mariv, so now he's got to daven two shachrises. Fractasis, why does he have to daven two shachrises? He didn't daven Mariv. Okay, he didn't have to daven Mariv. So why does he have to make up for it now? So Tosfos over there says that when the Chazal say Tfilas Arvis Rishus, they don't really mean Rishus in the sense of voluntary. It was never voluntary. Rishus just means that it's not as big a mitzvah as some other mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. And if it comes into conflict with another mitzvah, most other mitzvahs will take precedence over Arvis. Tosfos doesn't really go into the details so much, but the implication is that Shachris and Mincha would take priority over many other mitzvahs. But Mariv versus another mitzvah, other mitzvahs would take priority. And Tosfos says, that's all Chazal meant when they said Tfilas Arvis Rishus. They never meant that it's really voluntary. You can't just skip it. You have to daven Mariv. Mm-hmm. But if it's in conflict with another mitzvah, then you're allowed to skip it. And Tosfos says, and therefore, since it's you do have to daven Mariv, so that explains these two Gemaras. If a person forgets Mariv, he should daven two Shachrises, because you're not allowed to just skip it. If a person forgot Yal V'Yavi by Mariv, he would have had to repeat Shemayin Esrei, if not for the fact that Imakashim is a Chodesh Balayla. That's what saves him. But otherwise, he would have had to repeat Shemayin Esrei, because you have to daven Mariv, and you have to daven it correctly, because it's really a Chayva. Even Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus, he doesn't really mean what you think Rishus implies. It's really a Chayva, it has a lower level of severity than the other tefillahs.
Maybe it means the longest time that you could do it. Of all the tefillahs, Mariv, you have so much time.
Yeah, the most hours,
it's
right.
It's conflict, it's
not,
you could do it.
Okay, Tosfos doesn't say that's what it means, but Tosfos says that it means that it's a lower level Chayv. The Rif answers the same questions of Tosfos by saying that he doesn't agree with Tosfos. He says Rishus means Rishus. If a person wants to skip it, he's allowed to skip it. But that is if he wants to always skip it. But if a person is a Mariv Davener, then it becomes a Chayva. Mm-hmm. A person could decide, I'm a two-tefillah Jew. Again, this means, back in the times of Chazal at least. A person could decide, I'm a two-tefillah Jew, I'm a three-tefillah Jew. If you decide you're a two-tefillah Jew, fine. We have no titles on you. You can skip Mariv. You go to bed early. You can do whatever you want at night. But if you decide I'm a three-tefillah Jew, I daven Mariv regularly, then on a night that you forget, you have to daven two shachrises. If you forget Yal V'Yavi, you would have to repeat it, if not for Im Mekashas Chedesh V'Layla. The lashon of the Rif is because it's by davening it every day, shavya alei chayva, you made it into a chayva. You could have left it as not a chayva, but if you take it seriously, then you make it into a chayva, and then it gets treated as a chayva.
You want
another? Kuchayla. I would imagine so.
Take it on Blinader.
Yeah. Every night.
Yeah. If you want to renew, it's like 2 days of Yom Tov in Israel if you're American. So if always you were doing it 2 days, and then all of a sudden you see everybody is doing it only 1 day there, can you change it to 1 day?
That's an interesting shot. I'm not going to go there now. I'm sorry.
Ask your local.
That's my local reference.
Yeah, but it's not this topic.
Okay.
So it's interesting that the Rif uses this expression of being mekablet as a chayva, which I mentioned earlier in the year. The Rambam also says this thing about being mekablet as a chayva, but they're saying very different things. The Rif is talking about how in the times of Chazal already, different individuals, you could have an individual that treats it as a reshus, and you could have a different individual that treats it as a chayva. The Rambam talks about Kiblu Aleihem Chayva in Klal Yisrael collectively, and it's talking about different phases of history. Now, once upon a time it was a Rishus, and then later, because of this Kiblu Aleihem, it became a Chayva. So the Rif and the Rambam, they use very similar words, but they mean something very, very different.
Like Purim.
What do you mean?
Kiblu Aleihem.
Oh, right. Hadi Kiblu Aleihem. Okay, now there's some very interesting things in the Rambam. The Rambam says that it used to be a Rishus, but now Klai Yisrael is Makabala, and now it's already a Chayva. So practically speaking, right, if we follow this Rambam, so practically speaking, you have to daven 3 times a day. So is there any nafkamina from the fact that Tfilas Arvis used to be a Rishus, or officially on some level is considered a Rishus? Is it just a historical question, or are there any nafkaminas that endure until today? So the Rambam actually, in 3 places, mentions, this was in Perek Aleph, where he's going through the 3 tefillahs, that's where he says tefillahs arvus is a reshus, but then the mekablet as a chayva, but then there are 3 more places in Hilchas Tefillah where he refers to the halacha that tefillahs arvus is a reshus to explain an actual halacha lemaisa, and 2 of them are really very negated. They're, I would say, Maisim Machol Yoyim. The Rambam writes that the reason why there's no Chazar Sashatz by Mariv is because Tfilas Arvus Rishus. By Shachris and by Mincha, there's a Chazar Sashatz. Why? Because not everybody is a Baki in the Tfila, and the people that aren't Bekiyim, they didn't have Siddurim. Right? When we say Baki, right, what we mean is that you know it by heart. And they didn't have Siddurim until the printing press. It wasn't Shiach to have Siddurim for the people in the shul. Maybe there would be 1 Siddur in the shul, but the Siddur was handwritten. So if you knew it by heart, you said it by heart. If you didn't know it by heart, you had to listen to the Shlich Sibur. That's what Chazaras HaShatz was for. So first everybody would daven, and then the Shlich Sibur would say this tefillah out loud, and the people that weren't Bekiyim would be Yotze by listening. Zok the Rambam. So for Shachris, for Mincha, since you need it, you're not Yotze. If you don't know it, so you're not going to be Yotze. You need to listen to the Shlich Sibur. But by Mariv, if you don't know it, okay, so you won't say it. You're not really Mechuyiv in it anyway. We can't say the Lahoitzi is a Rabbi Midei Chayvasam. There's no real Chayvasam over here. Even though, of course, there's the Chayva of, you know, Kibluhu, right? That he says, Yisrael B'chol Meshvetzehem, we're Mekabel as a Chayva. But I guess he means to say that that's only for the Bekiyim. But the Einam Bekiyim, they would never makabel it as a chayva to go be matriach themselves to listen to a Chazar HaShatz. And that's why Lamaitza Arayim Azeh, that there is no Chazar HaShatz by Mariv.
Would that hold for Musaf too?
No, I don't think so.
Because I was in a shul just this past Shabbos,
yeah,
that Musaf, they don't do...
Chazar HaShatz?
What? Really?
No.
Where?
Really? Spanish Portuguese synagogue.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's their minhag, and
I have heard of that. That's very interesting. The Spanish Portuguese synagogue doesn't have Chazaras HaShatz by Musaf. No, that sounds right. There are minhagim in some kehillos of Svard, that don't have Chazaras HaShatz. I've come across this. Not sure why. Why is it dafka by Musaf?
There's no kiddusha.
I don't know.
They do kedusha,
mm-hmm.
and then they stop, and then they stop.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's very interesting. Yeah. I know I came across it somewhere. I don't remember
Musa
where.
Musa has a card with no ad that was misaken.
Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. What was misaken, Musa?
It's not part of the takana of the avos. That doesn't go back to the avos.
And why isn't there a bracha about Tala today for the chazara shetzaser if everybody's a buggy?
Because I will convey a tefillah that way. That's a good question.
Only because of the non-vacation.
Yeah, but
everybody's a bucket.
Yeah, but the way, since that's the way the Chazal will convey the tefillah, so it's not a bracha vatala. We're saying the brachas, all of our brachas, how do we decide if it's levatala or if it's not levatala? If Chazal said to say this bracha, then it's not a bracha vatala. Chazal said that every Shemayin Esrei is said twice. So once by the tzibur and once by the shliach tzibur. So it can't be a bracha vatala. What you could argue, it's interesting, the history of Chazaras HaShatz, one could argue maybe that if it's not a bracha vatala, even if it's not a bracha vatala, but it's counterproductive, it's not such a good idea. So there's a very interesting...
Why is it counterproductive?
So, okay, so I'll tell you, there's a Takanas HaRambam, we were just saying over a Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam says... There's a takanas harambam that is referred to. I don't know if it could be. It's somewhere in the tshuvos of the Rambam in the newer editions. I'm not sure if we have it anywhere in the Rambam's own writing, but I know that it's referred to in a tshuvos haradvaz. The Radvaz brings down baricha some references to the Takana of the Rambam, who did away with Chazaras HaShatz. The Rambam made a Takana, he was the Rebbe Mitzrayim, and he made a Takana that what he did was like this, that everyone should start davening together, the Shliach Tzibur out loud, and the Bekiyim should daven to themselves quietly.
At the same time?
Oh, right, and this is what he said. And the Shliach Tzibur should daven the whole thing out loud, at the same time that the tzibur is davening quietly. In other words, what he did was he got rid of the shliach tzibur's tefillas alachash. Mm-hmm. He said that when you finish Gal Yisrael, and then everyone starts Shemayin Esrei. The Bekiyim, they start Shemayin Esrei quietly. The shliach tzibur, he starts Shemayin Esrei out loud. The Einam Bekiyim, they're going to stand quietly and listen to the shliach tzibur. But there's no need to do it twice. Now, why did he do that? He knew that he was going against the Takanas Chazal. That's not the way Chazal was talking it. But the Rambam said, again, this is the way the Radvaz quotes him, that it was leading to very, very bad behavior. Because during Chazaras HaShatz, all the people that were Bekiyim, they felt like it was a waste of time, so they would schmooze. And he talks about how they would be making noises and blowing their nose. That's what it says over there. That seems to have somehow very upset the Rambam. They were blowing their nose and making noise, and they were talking to each other. And then the Rambam writes, the Rambam as it's quoted in the Radvaz, he writes something very interesting. He says, you know, you divided the shul into the two classes, right? The Bekiyim and the Einam Bekiyim. And now the troublemakers were the Bekiyim, right? They're obviously the more learned people, the people that were more, you know, have more of a Shaykhah Satayra. And so you'd hope that they'd be the role models in the shul. If they become the troublemakers, so shtel zechvar, what's going to happen to the Einam Bekiyim? How could you expect Dafka the Einam Bekiyim to be well-behaved during Chazaras HaShatz? So he says, so then, you know, the whole thing broke down and everybody was misbehaving. And the Rambam adds, and then it was maybe the Lechil Hashem, because the Goyim came in and said, look at the Jews, how they're behaving in their house of worship. We never have such behavior in our house of worship. And it brought to Lechil Hashem. And so for these reasons, the Rambam said that he's making like a Hayra Shah, that here in Mitzrayim, we're not going to do it.
Where is this written?
So this is, the Radvaz brings us down in a tshuva, Chilek Dalid, it's in Chilek Dalid and the tshuva's
home. But we don't have it in the Rambam's, right?
No. It's definitely not in the Mishnah Torah. We may have a tshuva's HaRambam that says it, but I think the Tshuvas Rambam, it could be it's in the new sets of Tshuvas Rambam, but it really comes, I think, from the Radbaz. Meaning, they put out, it's not a Tshuva that they've had through the Deiris, but there's a modern edition of Tshuvas Rambam that collect any Tshuvas from the Rambam, even if they were lost, but if they're brought from other sources. And I think this probably comes from the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, because he brings down how the Rambam wrote about why he was, I don't know if it was actually a Tshuva, but the Rambam wrote about why he abolished the Chazaras HaShatz in Mitzrayim. Now the Radbaz, the Rambam was in the 1100s in Mitzrayim. The Radbaz was also in Mitzrayim. After the times of the Rambam, the Yidden, for the most part, you know, if... I'm going to say right after the Rambam, but eventually eventually the Jews in the Middle East became pretty sparse, and then in the 1500s they started to come back in big numbers, and in the 1500s the Radbaz, well, he was originally from Spain, he left Spain in 1492, and then he lived through the 1500s in Mitzrayim. And
together with Columbus, maybe.
And he writes that 1492. He writes that he brings down this Rambam, and he says that, you know, although the Rambam said that for his time, but a lot of, you know, he said, not that I'm Chas V'Shalom coming to argue with the Rambam, but a lot of his arguments are no longer true nowadays. I don't think we would have quite that same level of bad behavior that the Rambam was talking about. He also said that the consideration of Achil Hashem, he says, is not negay anymore. Because the Goyim look with such disgrace upon the Jews, they really couldn't care less what's going on in our house of worship, and whatever happens there, they're going to be making fun of it. So we don't have any interest in trying to impress the Goyim. Because maybe in the times of the Rambam, they had a better relationship, so he could talk about Chil Hashem. But nowadays, it's not Negei anymore. And he says something interesting there about why... Now he's less worried. Oh, he says, nowadays people don't behave as badly in shul. I don't see people making so much noise and being disruptive during Chazal Shatz. We don't have it anymore. But then he says also, the Rambam's Eitzah wouldn't work nowadays, because the Eitzah was for everybody to, you know, the Bekiyim should daven at the same pace as the Shliach Tzibur, and everyone will finish at the same time. And that way, there's no downtime. The Bekiyim, they're davening. The Einim Bekiyim, they're listening, because the Shliach Tzibur is being made to them. He says, but nowadays, you have people that have a 2-minute Shemana Esrei. Now, the Shliach Tzibur never has a 2-minute Shemana Esrei. The Shliach Tzibur Shemana Esrei is, let's say, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But you have people in the shul that are finishing in 90 seconds or in 2 minutes. So what are they going to be doing for the next 2.5 minutes? Well, they're going to go back to the troublemaking, right? The Rambam that was worried that the Bekiyim are not going to pay attention during Chazaras HaShatz, his Eitzah is not going to solve the problem anymore. Because even if they daven at the same time as Shliach Tzibur, but they'll finish earlier, and then they'll go back to their troublemaking. So if you're worried about them making mischief, then even the Rambam's Eitzah is not going to solve that problem. And I'm not so worried about them making mischief. People are pretty well behaved in shul nowadays. So the Radbaz says, and also, this was a very big part of it. He says that most of the world, maybe in the time, the Rambam, he said he made this rule for Mitzrayim, and that was his world. Nowadays, you know, it's interesting, we say this in the 21st century, the world's getting smaller, right? Everybody's more interconnected with people around them. Nowadays, Mitzrayim is not on an island anymore. You know, it doesn't live in a vacuum. You have, you know, all the neighboring kehillahs. You have the kehillahs in Eretz Yisrael. You have the kehillahs in Syria off to the east. You have the kehillahs in Tunisia, not too far from the west. And they're all not doing this, right? They all do it the old-fashioned way with a real chazar sashat. So here in Mitzrayim, we do it, you know, we have our own unique minog. It's almost like a leisus kai to do. Which in the times of the Rambam, you didn't have that. In the times of the Rambam, people didn't travel as much. It was 400 years earlier. If you lived in Mitzrayim, you were there your whole life. But nowadays, you may be in Mitzrayim, but sometimes you're in Yerushalayim, sometimes you're in Aram Tzeven, sometimes you're in Tunisia. So he wanted to unify them and hug him, and he said that the reasons for the Rambam are not as compelling now as they were back then. So he undid the minhag of Mitzrayim. Again, it was originally a minhag from Mitzrayim, and he changed it back. So he reinstated the Chazaras HaShatz. But Al-Kopanim, coming back to what we were talking about, the Rambam, this was all the Rambam, again, in his capacity as Murad Astra. He made some changes in the way they did Chazar Sashat. But in his capacity as the Murad Kula Yisrael, right, in Sefer Mishatera, so there he was writing the actual halacha as we have it from the Gemara. And he said, of course, there is a Chazar Sashat by Shachas and by Mincha, but not by Maariv. And the reason why not by Maariv, that's because Tfilas Arvis Rishos.
How did the Nam become Davin Maariv?
No, they didn't. They didn't, right. The Nam became wouldn't Davin Maariv.
The ones that say that it's a Chayv.
I don't know. Even according to Taisvis, who says it was really always a Chayva. So how do we manage? I guess.
If there's no Chazar Sashat.
I don't know. Are there other answers to that question? This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the reason why there's no Chazar Sashat is because Tfilas Arvis Rishos. There may be other reasons that other Mefarshim give for why there's no Chazar Sashat by Maariv. So that's one place where the Rambam says that you have an Afkamina Lamaisa nowadays from the fact that Tfilas Arvis, at least originally, was a Rishos. A second one, which again is high impact. This really, you know, affects the way we live and the way we daven. The Rambam writes that Tzilas Shachris, you know, has a starting time. The earliest time really supposed to daven by Neis Hachama, b'diyevi b'shasat chak. Right, if it's a great shasat chak, you can be yotzei from Aleis Hashachar. Let's say a person daven Shachris even earlier than that, before Aleis Hashachar, he's not yotzei. If daven again, if a person daven shachris at 4 a.m, so then right, he woke up and he thought it was the morning. He just didn't sleep all that night. He woke up, he thought it was the morning. Daven shachris. Then he looks outside. He sees it's still pitch black, so he has to daven shachris again. Mincha also. Okay, last week we had a discussion with Machalik Sapaisim. When exactly is the tchilas azman? Is it chatzos b'diavad or is it a half an hour after chatzos? But let's say a person miscalculated, didn't know they changed the clock or they changed back the clock, whatever, and he davened mincha and it was an hour before chatzos, half an hour before chatzos. He's not yotzei, right? So he has to daven marav, he has to daven mincha again. And then we come to our 7 o'clock Shabbos in the summer, and we come to shul and we daven marav, and it's not getting dark until 8:30, and we daven marav at 7:15. How do we get away with that? Now, I'm not saying it's a bomb kasha. The simple reading of the Gemara is in Brachas Daf Zayin, is that this is because of Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the Tefillas Arvis starts on Plag HaMincha. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. But the Rambam, he asks this question. He says, how do we make an early Shabbos and be mispal shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, is the lashon of the Gemara, daven marav before this man, all the other tefillos, if you daven before this man, you're not yotzei. And yet, when it comes to Arvis, at least some days of the week, Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, we say you're allowed to daven before this man. Zok the Rambam. No, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's because tefillos Arvis Rishos. Others do say that, by the way, and that's not a bad answer. But the Rambam says because tefillos Arvis Rishos. The reason why, and therefore, a medaktikim bezmana. We're not as concerned about the Zman of Maariv as we are about the other Zmanim because Tfilas Arvis Rishos.
Is he explaining Rabbi Yehuda or is he arguing?
You mean the Rabbi Yehuda about Plag HaMincha?
Yeah.
So to put it together with that, what the Rambam possibly might mean, this is a possible Mahalach, you know, Rabbi Yehuda says that Tfilas Arvis, the Zman starts from Plag HaMincha. But some Rishonim, it's brought down this way in the Shulchan Aruch, that while you're allowed, let me back up a step. The Chachamim say in the Mishnah that Mincha is Ad HaErev, and then after that is Maariv. Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha is Ad Plag HaMincha, and then after that is Maariv. The Gemara says, how do we pass on this? Da'avid Kamar Avid, or Da'avid Kamar Avid. You're really allowed to do whichever way you want. You want to follow Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to follow Rabbi Yehuda, you want to follow the Chacham, you're allowed to follow the Chachamim. Some Rishonim say, the Rush at the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim brings this down as a possibility. I mean, he mentions this possibility, he doesn't seem to take it to be so concerned about it, but he mentions the possibility that although you're allowed to do whichever way you want, but you have to be consistent. And you can't pick and choose, and certainly you can't do contradictory practices on the same day. right, what we call the Tarti Desastri. You know, Rabbeinu Tam holds, good, Rabbeinu Tam has no problem with a Tarti Desastri. But the Rosh says it might not be okay to do a Tarti Desastri. Meaning, what do I mean? Tarti means two Desastri that are seiser one another. In other words, if I daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, and then I daven Marav before the Erev. And that's exactly what we do by our early Shabbos. Right? Because Plaga Mincha, it varies, but let's say it's usually somewhere in the sixes. So you make this 7 o'clock minyan, so you daven mincha after plaga mincha. Now you say I'm going to daven mariv while it's still light. Yeah, because I'm relying on Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to daven mariv from plaga mincha. But Rabbi Yehuda, he said you have to daven mincha before plaga mincha. But you daven mincha after plaga mincha, so you're not going like Rabbi Yehuda, you're going like the chachamim. But the chachamim said you can't daven mariv until the erev. So how do you put the two of them, 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30, whatever? They're both after plag and they're both before the erev. So that's what some rishonim call a tarti desastri. And the Shulchan Aruch, it says like that. Again, I mean, the Talmud's not like that, but the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't do a tarti desastri. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch is even more strict than that. Not only within the same day you're not supposed to do a tarti desastri, but in your overall practice, you're supposed to pick one and stick with it. You want to follow Rabbi Yehuda and daven Marav early, you could do that, but you should always daven Mincha before Plag. You want to follow Rabbi Yehuda Lakula and I'm sorry, you want to follow the Chachamim Lakula and daven Mincha late, fine, but then you have to always daven Marav after it gets dark. But you can't sometimes go like one and sometimes go like the other. The plag minyanim, according to this opinion, you could only do that if you do that every day. Yeah, not everybody. What? Right. Most people don't do that. Lemais, and most people are not chayshish for this shita. When I say not chayshish, in the early Shabbases, so even the quote unquote the frum minyanim that tried to ahead of the frumer. Bad word. But minyanim that are more medaktik. So they don't like the 7 o'clock mincha on Shabbos, the 7 o'clock davening, because that's a tarti desastri. So what do? They make mincha before plag. But they don't do that all 7 days of the week. Right? They're only doing it on Friday. Those are the medaktikim, but they're still not being cheshish for this shita that you should be consistent.
You said if you daven Shabbos early, then you got to repeat. Can you just do Tashlumim by Mincha?
No. You still have a whole Zman of Shacharis ahead of you, so you have to daven Shacharis.
Tashlumim is
a b'diavad, I think. No?
Everything?
Yeah. What do you mean by everything?
You davened everything before the time.
No. Certain parts, not other parts, but we're working now on we're up to the evening already.
The Tarti
Desastri,
so
yeah.
The Rabbeinu
Tam,
what do you mean he doesn't hold
it? Rabbeinu Tam is not
concerned about
Tarti
Desastri. Chalal or
on this Inyan?
On this Inyan.
Yeah, that's the first taste in Shas. Rabbeinu Tam held that we were Yetzei Armariv from Plaga Mincha. When the Rishonim Rashi asks, how are we Yitzay Kriyash Rishal Arvitz before Tzitzik Chavim? So Rabbeinu Tam says, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda that you could be Yitzay from Plaga Mincha. Which is a big chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking about Kriyashma. Rabbeinu Tam holds the codes even on Kriyashma. But Lemaisa, he was talking about Minyanim that daven just a little bit before it gets dark. And he said, and they were davening Mincha and Marv. So the Rosh timed it on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh, he didn't make a big cash of it, but he said, you know, that's a tarot disaster. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't concerned about the Tarti Desastri. But coming back to the Rambam, so it could be that when the Rambam says that what we're really relying on is Tfilas Arvus Ashus and Eni Medaktik and Vizmana, what he means is that Avada, it relies on Rabbi Yehuda, meaning it's not Stam, you could daven at a random time, there's no Sheikhas to this man. We're relying on Rabbi Yehuda. But L'Cheir, if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, so you should have daven Mincha earlier. How could you say you're relying on Rabbi Yehuda? You just daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. And now you're daven Mariv before the nighttime. So it could be that it's for that that the Rambam says, the fish is Tfilas Arvus Ashus, Eimedaktik, and Bezmana. We don't have to be so makbid on the Tarti Desastri problem. that even though, meaning if you were davening mincha before plag and marav after plag, and you were doing that every day, then I wouldn't have to come out to tefillas arvus rishus. Then, yeah, that's a perfectly fine zman. But you don't really hold it that zman. Because you don't daven that way every day, and you didn't even daven that way today. And even so, you're allowed to daven marav at that time. So on that, look the Rambam, the fisha tefillas arvus rishus ein medaktik in bezmana. So it's a limit zchus. This Rambam is a very, very significant limit zchus on all of those shuls that daven, you know, the 7 o'clock minyan in the summer, Friday night. So first of all, there's Rabbeinu Tam, Tami Sayyid Muhammad, and also the Rambam, who says, Lafisha tefillas arvus rishus ein medaktik in bezmana. So those are the two big nafkaminas that the Rambam says based on this halacha of tefillas arvus rishus. One, that's why there's no chesed shas. Two, that's why you're medakting him zman and it's okay to daven before the zman. Then the Rambam brings it in the third place. This one is not something that's nagei every day. This is a little bit more complicated. But I want to go through it. It's I'm going to say over a piece of Gemara, and then there's a Reb Chaim on this Rambam, so it's kedai to. I want to share it. The Gemara is on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, if someone has a suffik, if he davened or not, so he shouldn't daven. If he might have davened, let's say, Shachris, Mincha, it doesn't differentiate over there which tefillah. The person is not sure if he did daven or he didn't daven, so he shouldn't daven again, because suffik drabanan lakula, it's right, tefillah is a mitzvah drabanan, bepashtas. And it's a suffix that he might have been yaitse already, suffix to run the kula. So if you're not sure, let's pick mincha for example. You're not sure if you daven mincha or you didn't daven mincha, or that sounds like a funny case. So how could you not know if you daven mincha? But I'll make it more realistic. You're not sure if you yaitse mincha or not, daven mincha, and you're not sure if you said mashvarach meir geshem, you didn't say, right, or Saint Talmud Levracha, you didn't say Saint Talmud Levracha. So you don't know if you yaitse or you weren't yaitse. So Rabbi Elazar says, you don't daven again. Because Safek Rabbanan Lekula. Rabbi Yechanan argues, and Rabbi Yechanan says, Ulevai she'ispal adam kol yom kulay. What's wrong with davening again? Ulevai she'ispal adam kol yom kulay. How wonderful it would be if we would spend all day davening. We don't spend all day davening, but you can never, it's not an avla to daven. Like, you don't have to worry about bracha v'atala because it's tefillah. It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. You should daven as much as you could. Ulevai she'ispal adam kol yom kulay.
That's
true. But your moedim, you know, there'll be one moedim in each Shemayna Esrei, right? Okay. So Rabbi Yechanan says that we're fine with that. Then the Gemara brings Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If a person is in the middle of davening, he's davening in Shemayna Esrei, right? V'nizker shekvar haspalel. And then he remembers that he already davened. Paisek vafilu ve'emsa bracha. He has to stop where he is, in the middle of al-sigim, and then he remembers, oh, I davened mincha already. So he should stop. He can't continue. Bracha slavatala. That's the end of the Gemara. So Rashi says that, l'chayra, this Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel is not like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan just said, l'vay shispal adam kaliyam kulay. He was talking about a case of a safek. L'vay shispal adam kaliyam kulay. And here Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says that if you realize that you're saying a tefillah that you really shouldn't be saying, you should stop immediately. Why do you have to stop? Why don't you just continue? So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel argues with Rabbi Yechanan.
It's because here you know for sure you're davened.
True. Over here, right, it's different than the previous case. Because over here you know for sure that you did.
Right.
That's true. But nevertheless, Rashi thinks that Rabbi Yechanan, who held that you're allowed to daven again for a suffix, he would allow you to daven again over here also. Even though your chilak is a good chilak, and Rashi also is nachas to this chilak, but Rashi holds that there's a machlekes between these two statements in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan's statement of Vayishis Ba'alam Kolim Kulay, or Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says, they're arguing with each other. The Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam, how do we know he didn't learn that way? He brings them both down. He brings down that in the case of Safek, there's an idea of Levai Shispal Adam Kalyam Kula. And then he brings down this halacha that if a person realizes in the middle of his tefillah that he davened already, Poisik Vafilu Bem Sabracha. And then he writes, But if it's Mariv, then he doesn't have to stop. Because Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus.
Should be just opposite.
Yeah, good point. It sounds very ironic that you, because the Rishus are there, you do daven, other Tfilas you would stop. So, and the Ravid says on this Rambam, Ein Mizan Nachas Ruach, something like that. I don't like this piece.
Because if it's Rishus, then it's no Bal Taisif. But if it's a Chiyuv, I
don't think four Tfilas a day could go into Bal Taisif because it's not a Dereisa, it's a Drabanon. So I don't think the Bal Taisif is relevant. So what is the Pshat? So the Rambam explains it a little bit. That the idea is that which ordinarily you could continue, I'm sorry, that which you have to stop, right? Why don't we say, right? What's wrong with continuing to daven? So the Rambam explains, because that idea that Rav Yechanan said, that means a tefillas nedava. A person could daven as many times as he wants if he means for it to be a tefillas nedava. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought a carbon tamid every morning, every afternoon. People brought a carbon chatas when they did a naveira. But there's also such a thing as a tefillas nedava, as a carbon nedava. A person just feels like bringing a carbon to Hashem. It could be an oil, it could be a shlamim. He brings it. He doesn't have. You don't need any mechayev for it. So just like there's a carbon nedava, you can bring two nedavas. Yes, mm-hmm. You could bring a carbon nedava. So you could daven a tefillas nedava. So when Rabbi Yochanan said "Levai shispal adam kaliyam kulai," that he was talking about the case of somebody who has a suvik if he davened or he didn't daven. Rabbi Elazar said, "Don't daven again." Suvik to Rabban Lahakel. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Daven again." What he meant was daven. And have in mind that it should be in a dava. There's no harm because it could be in a dava.
Right.
Oh, I don't think the Rambam says that it should be with a tanai. Maybe it should, but I don't think the Rambam says that it should be with a tanai. But look, the Rambam. But over here, where we're talking about somebody who's in the middle of davening, v'nizkir shekvar hasfalo. So he started this tefillah intending for it to be a tefillah chayva.
Mm-hmm.
So a tefillah which is a tefillah chayva, you can't continue it as a tefillah sedava, switch in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other. Are you bringing a carbon chatat or are you bringing a carbon oila? Are you bringing a carbon tamid or a carbon shlamim? It has to be one or the other. You can't switch your tefillah in the middle from one to the other.
Right.
Zok the Rambam. So that's true by shachris. That's true by mincha. Because those tefillahs are a tefillah chayva. But tefillas arvis, if you're davening arvis, so that was never a chayva in the first place. That's a tefillas rishus. So a tefillas rishus, that's the same, that goes in sort of into the same box as a tefillas nedava. And it was never a carbon chatistic tefillah. It was a tefillas sort of nedava all along. So now if you have to switch in the middle, you're in the middle daven, then you go, oh, you davened already. So if I were to continue, it would have to be a tefillas nedava. That's okay, because your Mariv is compatible with the Tfilas Nedava. Your Shachris and Mincha, they're not compatible with the Tfilas Nedava. But your Mariv is compatible with the Tfilas Nedava, and therefore you're allowed to continue this Mariv even though you remembered in the middle that you already davened. The Ravid said, "In mizanachas ruach." And the Ketzer Mishnah said that he thinks that the Ravid's objection is because, what do you mean is Tfilas Nedava? The Rambam already said, "Kvar kiblu aleihem." Call Yisrael b'chol mishvei sehem, then it should be a chayva, a nedava. 1,000 years ago it was a nedava, but now it's not a nedava anymore. Now it's a tefillas chayva. So on that, Reb Chaim says that the Rambam understood that chayva versus nedava, or reshus versus chayva, isn't affected by the individual and the circumstances. Chazal made Tfilas Arvis, and they gave it a character. And its character is that it's a Tfilas Nedava. And even if a time came when all of Klal Yisrael said, you know what, we love that suggestion Chazal made, and we're going to do that. So that means they were all agreeing that we're always going to do that Tfilas Nedava. And it's such a strong obligation, because now all of Klal Yisrael does it, you can't be perish from that tzibur, so you're obligated. But you're obligated, the way we would describe it is, you're obligated to do that tefillas nedava. Because All the obligation in the world can't change the character of the tefillah. Mm-hmm. Chazal made two tefillahs that they identified as tefillahs chayva. And then they made a third tefillah, which they created was a tefillahs nedava. And whenever you didn't daven that tefillah, they're davening a tefillahs nedava. So even nowadays that you have to daven it, but it's still a tefillahs nedava or slash rishus, really is the right word. Right? It's still a tefillahs rishus that you're davening. You have to do it, but it's a tefillahs rishus because we can't change the character of the tefillah, the chazal will kaveya. So that's why, Zakhtar Chaim, that's why the Rambam says that this halacha of that by Mariv you can't change it into a... Sorry. But by Marv, you can't change it into a... By Marv, you could. You could switch it in the middle. It's compatible. That's true even nowadays. Because even though nowadays you have to daven Marv, but it's still a tefillas reshus, and therefore it's compatible with the tefillas nedava. So those are the three places where the Rambam says that there's still nafkaminas nowadays from the fact that tefillas harvus is reshus. It's negei chazor sashas, negei it's davening before this man, and it's negei this obscure case of somebody who's in the middle of davening and realizes that he already davened. He's allowed to continue. Now, there's another nafkamina. This is not from the Rambam, but that's also very negeya, you know, b'zman hazeh, ma'isim b'chol yoyim. And that is when it comes to the tefillahs of nashim. The Mishnah in Brachas Daf Chaf says, nashim chayavis b'tefillah. According to the strict reading of the Mishnah and the Gemara, there's really no difference whatsoever between men and women in Hilchas Tefillah. They have the same obligation as men do to daven. Now, that being said, historically, women have often not davened the way that it says in the Mishnah and even in the Shulchan Aruch that they should. So the Gemara over there says, Ma'u detema, that is, they should be particular Mishnah, that is, Ma'u grama. But halacha, they're chayavis. Now, the minhag, as it's developed over the years, over the centuries, has really not been quite like that, and that has a lot to do with the fact that nashim were not really so educated through the day race, you know, certainly much less so than they are now. Now all the women knew how to daven, knew how to read, and throw into that also that nashim are typically at home, and they're with the children, if they have little children, so they're very busy, and it's not really practical to try to daven a full davening while you're watching little children. So all that, this is, you know, maybe a shir for a different time, but focusing though on the Iker Hadin, the Iker Hadin is that they're chayavis b'tefillah. So the Magen Avraham says that if a woman is, again, if she knows how to read and she's not, she doesn't have an oynes because she's taking care of little children, so if she's going to really do what's right and proper, she should daven, the same way as men. But zok the Magen Avraham, but only two tefillahs. Shachas HaMincha, that she has to daven. Mm-hmm. Mariv, Nashim don't have to daven that. That they have my hetter, even like Hatchila, they don't have to daven that, because Tefillas Arvus is a reshus. And even though the Rambam says that Klai Yisrael was mekabelet as a chayva, but only the men were mekabelet as a chayva. Because after all, historically the women were not really davening so much. So where would they mekabelet, you know, it was only a few that were davening Shachas HaMincha as they should. So you can't say that the women were mekabelet on themselves that Arvus should become a chayva. So for them, Arvus is still just like it always was. So even if a woman is very firm and very good and wants to do everything that she's supposed to do, Shachas HaMincha is enough, but it's not necessary to daven Ma'ariv.
Not necessary or she shouldn't?
What?
Not necessary or she shouldn't?
Not necessary, right. No, he doesn't say that they shouldn't. And in fact, there is, a movement that, I don't think it's more than a few years old, but nowadays a lot of the firm girls, daven Ma'ariv, that's a fairly recent movement. It's a reform.
Is that
I don't know. I know that that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was a big advocate of it. I'm not sure why, but he advocated very much that women and girls should daven Ma'ariv, and from what I know, it seems that just in recent years, a lot, like, first it became popular in Eretz Yisrael, and then American girls, when they would come to seminary, they would hear of it. They never really hear of it in high school, but then when they come to seminary, they would hear of it. And maybe now they hear of it in high school also already, but, like, just, you know, that's all very recent. But the Magen Avraham says Shachas HaMencha. So now there's an interesting shaila. Let's say you have a woman, a girl who is, you know, who's makbid every day. She davens Shachas HaMencha, and then one day she forgets Mencha, or she runs out of time. She misses Mencha. So we know the halacha, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you miss Mincha, you're supposed to daven two marivs. So what do you say for a girl? So my thought was, you know, when my daughters first asked me, I, you know, without really thinking twice about it, I said, so daven a mariv. You miss Mincha, so daven mariv. Right? Do Ashman Esve as a tashlumen. But their halacha teacher in high school said that that's not good enough. If you daven mincha, if you miss mincha, he told the girls, you have to daven two marivs. And they came back and they told me this, that our Rebbe said that you have to daven two marivs. And first I was like, what? I couldn't understand. You know, I was very surprised. Then if I thought about it a little bit, I said, I hear where he was coming from. Because you're davening, you miss mincha, so now you need a tashlumin. But you can't do tashlumin without a tefillah. Tashlumin, you never have a freestanding tashlumin. The tashlumin is supposed to be in the zman of the tefillah because it has to be mechuber to another tefillah. So based on that, that's why their halacha teacher in high school said that if you miss mincha, you should have two marivs. And again, first I thought that it was some crazy chiddush that he made up, but then I saw more recently that in the halicha Shlomo, as they bring down, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said this, that this is his hayra.
Two complete marivs or two
shmenei esrei? Two shmenei esrei.
The first shmenei esrei is
marav. Right. Whenever you tashlumin, the first one is the tefillah of that zman, and the second one is tashlumin. So this is Shlomo Zalman's hayra, that if Aisha forgets mincha, she should daven two marivs. The first one is marav, right, and the second one is tashlumin for mincha. You can't just do the tashlumin because you don't have tashlumin without a regular tefillah. Now, so there's a ha'ara on this. Again, Shlomo Zalman's ha'ira, but I think there's a makom lefalpel a little bit as follows, and it's a little bit late. We'll try to do this kind of quickly. If you're davening, let's say by men, if I forget mincha, so I daven two marivs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That second tefillah that I daven, the one that's a tashlumen, is it a chayva or a rishus?
A chayva.
Is that a chayva or is it a rishus?
Mincha was a chayva.
So on that basis, you'd say that the tashlumen should also be a chayva. On the other hand, yeah, what are you thinking?
It's not anyway, already. I'm not sure I understand why it's
a.
You don't have to. You have to do tashlumen.
Yeah, so I'm a man. Yeah.
A man must do tashlumen.
Yeah, tashlumen. Right. Yeah. If I forget shachris, I daven two minchas. Those are both a chayva for sure.
Yeah.
But if I forget mincha and I'm davening two marivs, so now on the one end you could say that the second mariv is a chayva because tashlumen for mincha. Mincha is a chayva, so tashlumen for mincha is a chayva. On the other hand, there's a makom to say that the tefillah tashlumin can't be more chomer than the tefillah that it's attached to. That's based on the svara that we were just saying before, that you can't daven a tashlumin without the ikra tefillah. So if you follow that, so the tashlumin that you're davening together with your mariv, it can't be a chayva because the tashlumin only lives by leaning on the tefillah, the ikra tefillah that you're davening then. If the tefillah that it's leaning on is a rishus, what's so it can't be more than a rishus. Okay, so what's an afkamina? So there's that may be one, but let me tell you, there's a case I heard, I once heard from Rabbi Yehonasan Sacks, he was talking about this shaila. There's a halacha, there's, let's say you have, there's a halacha, there's another nafkamina from the halacha of the Tefillah Tarvis Rishus. If a person, on Friday night Mariv, he missed, he didn't say Shemayna Esrei, or he wasn't Yaitse Shemayna Esrei, so he could be Yaitse, he doesn't have to daven. If he, let's say he davened and he davened the wrong Shemayna Esrei, he davened the Vachadik Shemayna Esrei instead of the Shabbat Shemayna Esrei, and if he takes 3 steps back, he realizes he made a big mistake. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it says in Reish Sam Ches, don't worry about it. Just listen to the Shlich Tzibur, because he's going to say the Bracha Achaz Mei and Sheva, and you'll be Yotzi with that. And this comes from the Ga'inim. The Torah brings it down, and the Torah says, I don't understand, what do you mean? Because Bracha Achaz Mei and Sheva, but the Tefillah, your Chiyuv is not a Bracha Achaz Mei and Sheva, your Chiyuv is Birchas Sheva, right? The 7 Brachas on the Shemayin Esrei, how could you be Yotzi with this abbreviated version? So the Beis Yosef says, Pshat is because Tefillah Sarvis was Shus. It wouldn't work for Shachas, it wouldn't work for Mincha, but Tefillah Sarvis was Shus, so you could be Yotzi with that. So what about now if a person forgot Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and now it's Mariv, and he davened Shemayna Esrei, now should he daven a second Shemayna Esrei? Or for the second Shemayna Esrei, could he just listen to the Shlich Tzibur and use the Me'en Sheva? So the question is totally on this Chakira. If you say that, well, I didn't daven Mincha, that was a Chayva, so I have Tashlumin, and now I owe a Mincha, so my Tashlumin is a real Chayva. A Chayva, you can't be Yotzi with the Me'en Sheva. The only reason why you could be Yotzi Marav with the Me'en Sheva is because Marav is just a Rishus. So you can't be Yotzi that with the Me'en Sheva. But if we say that, good, I should have davened Mincha, that would have been a Chayva, but now we're holding my Marav, my Tashlumin is attached to my Tfilas Marav, my whole Marav is just a Rishus. So the Tashlumin that's attached to Marav can't be more than a Rishus. So therefore, this is also just a Rishus, and then I could be Yaitse with the Berchus Me'en Sheva. Interesting, Shaila, he brought Mekeres in Achreinim to support one side or the other, each of the two sides, but that's the Chakira. Now, the halacha that we said that a Tfilas Tashlumin.
Which one did you say, by the way?
What do you mean?
When you miss Mincha.
The Shabbos one.
The Shabbos one, right. Of course. Now, this halacha that we said, that you can't have a Tfilas Tashlumin that stands on its own 2 feet. Every Tfilas Tashlumin has to be attached to the Tfilah Bezmana. The truth is a machlek is a shame about that. It's not a Devar Pashat. It has to do with the halacha of Shachris that we daven until Chatzais. The Gemara on the Chavav in Brachas. Really, there's a Seif Zman Tefillah that's 4 hours into the day, right? Today would have been somewhere around 10:30, I think, 10:15 maybe. Seif Zman Tefillah. It says on the calendar, that's Seif Zman Tefillah. But what if you miss that Zman? You daven anyway. Til Chatzayit, you daven Shacharis. So what's the pshat with those 2 hours over there? So there's a big machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, you missed Zman Tefillah. It's clear in the Gemara that you could continue to daven. The Gemara says, Zchar Tefillah Yesh, Zchar Tefillah B'Zman, ain't like... So you could continue to daven, but you missed the Zman. So what's Pshat in this halacha? You could continue to daven, but you missed the Zman. So the Beis Yosef brings down, there's a machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn that Shacharis came with like a two-tier Zman. There's the better Zman, and then there's the B'dievet Zman. Other Rishonim learn that it's Tashlumin. The Pshat, you missed the Zman. But now you could daven Tashlumin. Yeah, Tashlumin for Shacharis at 11 a.m. is attached to what Tefillah? It's not Mincha time yet. It's not Shachas time. The Rishonim that learn that those 2 hours are B'teres Tashlumin, they don't hold that every Tashlumin has to be attached to a Tefillah. The Rishonim that learn that during those 2 hours it's really the B'dievet Dika Zman Tefillah Shachas, they hold that a Tashlumin has to be attached to an Ikra Tefillah. So there's Machalik Rishonim about this. So to put together, we just brought out. There's 2 opinions about whether Tashlumin has to be attached to a Ikra Tefillah or whether it could be a standalone. There's also a Chakira, maybe 2 opinions, about when you're davening a Tashlumin of Mincha in the nighttime, is that a Rishus or is that a Chayva? Now, the tzad that it's a Chayva, let's start the other way. Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that if a girl forgets Mincha, she has to daven 2 Marivs, because to tell her to daven 1 Marav, that's a Tefillah Tashlumin, that's not attached to anything. We don't do that. Right? Because some Rishonim hold you're not allowed to do that. So we don't do that. But if you're going to say If you're going to go with that opinion, that it has to be attached to an ikra tefillah, then it seems very mistaber to say that if ikra tefillah is a rishus, then the tashlumim would also be a rishus, like that sad that would allow you to use the berachas mayan shava to be yaitse with your tashlumim of mincha, because if the ikra tefillah is a rishus, then the rest of it is also a rishus. And if that's true, then the girl doesn't have to daven anything, because she's part of a tefillah rishus. She only davens the tefillah chayva. Shachas is a chayva, mincha is a chayva. Marv is a rishus, so a girl doesn't daven. If you hold that a tashlumin has to be attached to an ikra tefillah, then it's mistaber to say that the tashlumin mincha that you daven by Marv, since it's tuffle to the Marv, so that's also a rishus. And if it's a rishus, then they don't have to daven altogether. The tzad to say that they should have to daven is because tashlumin, you want to say that tashlumin of mincha at night is a chayva, because this is a mincha tefillah, not a Marv tefillah. But that means you're going with the svara that a tashlumin could stand alone. If it could stand alone, then there's no reason why they should daven twice. On the tzad that it can't stand alone, they shouldn't have to daven at all. And on the tzad that it could stand alone, then let them daven once. That's why Lanias Dati, I would say, I think it makes sense that the girl that missed Mincha, she should daven one Maariv. Because even though it's true that Lechatchila, we're choishes for the Sheet of Rishayin, that we don't want a Tefillah Tashuma to stand alone, but to the extent that you're following that Sheet of Rishayin, they should both be a Rishus. And if they're both a Rishus, no Shema Pater from them. The Tzad to be Mechayev her is because you want to say that the Tefillah Tashuma really could stand alone, and therefore it could be better than the Ikra Tefillah, and it's a Chayva. Oh, if it's a Chayva, so she's Chayev in it. But if it's standing alone, then she doesn't have to have the other Tefillah together with it. That's what I think there's a Makom to say, perhaps not like this, Shlomo Zalman.
Why can't you attach it?